straightforward.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This show does air every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., and we do try to bring you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. Also, I want to remind you to go on the Village Green site or visit the store at Cedar Lane. There are experts with advice on supplements, diet, and health. And the store and the website are for your resource. They have a variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. So also, while you're there, take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, today we're going to be talking about stress and the adrenal glands, and we do talk about this from time to time on the show, but I do like to go over the background before we talk with Ann Allworth from Megafood, and she is a national nutrition educator and consultant. So we look forward. We've had her on the show before, and our focus is stress and the adrenals. So a little bit about the adrenals. Some people know where they are, some don't. I sometimes ask that question, and I get odd answers. Some people say, well, they're like in the sinuses, maybe around the liver, but actually it means above renal, adrenal, above renal. And so they're two little glands, one each sitting above each kidney, above the kidneys. And they're in the middle of the back. They're very tiny. But they have a powerful job, and instead of two, I think we probably need 10 pair. In any case, let's talk about what they do. And we're talking about mostly the stress responses. The adrenal cortex produces a great deal of hormones, and they regulate mineral metabolism. That's your sodium, potassium, chloride, water balance. They also regulate metabolism, the way you use and distribute carbohydrates, protein, and fat. They also have to do with allergic and immune responses, such as the hypersensitivities, true allergies, and what we often talk about, autoimmune diseases. They also have to do with the production of male and female hormones, progesterone, testosterone, estrogens, DHEA, etc. Now, before we go into some of the signs of deficiency, I just want to back up and tell you some reminders about what the adrenals do and how they respond to stress. And we've all had that experience of perhaps we're driving the car and suddenly someone pulls out, you slam on the brakes, your heart rate speeds up, you start breathing fast, you get cold and clammy. And what you're experiencing is the release of adrenaline in this fight or flight response. And what's happening is that your body's getting ready to go into the mode to either flee or fight. And what happens with the first response is in the brain. The hypothalamus, which is in the brain, releases a hormone to stimulate the pituitary gland that then releases a hormone called ACTH, which stimulates the adrenals. So this is a stepping on the gas. The brain gets the message, immediately steps on the gas, and pushes this cascade of hormones to get the adrenals to release stress hormones, including steroid hormones and adrenaline. Now, what we actually feel when this happens, and I will explain it. First of all, there's an immediate increase in the heart rate, and this is to get blood supply to vital organs first. And the body shunts away from less vital organs, so we have less supply to the digestive tract and spleen and skin, and increase blood supply to the brain and the heart. And this is because these tissues are responding. There is an increase in blood pressure to supply blood efficiently. And then there's an increase in the respiratory rate to get more oxygen from the atmosphere to the tissues. And this is your breathing, the rapid breathing that can occur. Also, the body starts breaking down glycogen, which is a fancy word for stored glucose in the muscles and the liver, in order to get more glucose in the blood so the body can use it for energy. And the body can make glucose from other non-carbohydrate substances. So all of this is going on at the same time. So your skin will feel clammy, you'll have goosebumps. You can eventually get ulcers from the lack of good supply of blood to the digestive tract, especially when stress is ongoing and chronic. Now, the throat will get dry, the mouth will get dry, and some people have a hard time speaking under stress. Now, let's talk a little bit about low adrenal function or hypoadrenalism. It's also called poor adrenal function, very simple, neurally mediated hypotension. That's a fancy word, and it involves the adrenals. It just means when you stand up too quickly, you get woozy, dizzy, and you can even pass out. It's also called POTS, which is just another term describing postural changes that occur. It's called postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. What's that mean? You stand up too fast, you get dizzy. Your body recognizes that your blood pressure is not standing up with you because your adrenals are too tired. So you stand up, the blood pressure stays the same or even drops, and now you get an increase in heart rate to compensate for this low blood pressure instead of the blood pressure picking up. So regardless of what we call these conditions, they involve weak adrenals or adrenal dysfunction. And what does that look like? What does somebody look like who has chronically weak adrenals? They're pale, they're thin, they have excessive fatigue, they can't concentrate easily, they tend to be nervous and irritable, they have depression, they're anxious with apprehensions, can even have phobias, they're excessively weak, muscles aren't strong, they complain of lightheadedness, they can faint easily, especially with stress. Go back to what we talked about. When there's a stressor, the body's response to that is to increase blood pressure. But when adrenals are low, it won't happen easily. Now the person is really needing the high blood pressure, needing the body to act quickly because there's a stressor, and it doesn't. So there will be the tendency to faint, and some people will faint quite easily as soon as a stressor occurs. And that can be a physical stressor, meaning injury. It can be a psychological stressor, meaning fear, being scared, something's happened. And insomnia. Many people with weak adrenals, though they are fatigued, don't sleep very well. They usually have what we call hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, and we've talked about that a lot on the show. Why would you have low blood sugar? The adrenals are responsible for converting glycogen in the muscles and the liver to glucose in the bloodstream, so that if you have a blood sugar rise that is sudden, and you overproduce insulin that drives that blood sugar down way too low, then the adrenals have to be the rescue. And when they're weak, they don't do it. And that blood sugar continues to drop or stay low, and that triggers the brain to trigger hunger, irritability, getting angry, because when we get angry, we release more adrenaline and blood sugar comes up. So that's the kind of symptom the symptom set that we see with adrenal dysfunction. And again, some more symptoms. The skin is thin and dry or scaly, and some people will have excess pigmentation or red palms or fingertips. and they can also have cold, clammy palms on an ongoing basis. They will have deep tendon reflexes that are exaggerated or brisk. They can startle easily. You walk into the room and they startle. You just say hi and somebody leaps as if they've been scared. That's also associated with low magnesium, which is a common finding in low adrenal function. They may have lymph gland inflammation, and their blood pressure is usually low. And if they take a tilt table test, which is lying down, being strapped in, and the blood pressure is taken and then monitored, and while strapped in, the table you're on it stands vertically quickly, and if you pass out, you're strapped in and blood pressure is measured. People who have had this done that have low adrenal function say it feels miserable. It never feels good to get into a fainting situation. These are the people that will not stand up quickly from a sitting or squatting position without experiencing dizziness. So if you find that's happening to you, that if you stand up quickly and you feel like you don't have your footing, you're lightheaded, you've got, at least at that point in time, some weak adrenal function. And people with poor adrenals long term tend to be very thin and not have much muscle. Their body conformation is thin, and they tend to have sparse hair. So we've covered it, and when we talk with Anne after the break, you're going to hear a lot about stress and how we can handle it, and we'll have lots of tips for you. So folks, stay with us. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. We'll be right back after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries, blech. Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these, so you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland. I am Dana Lake, your host, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. I want you to tune in next week for Kevin's show. He'll be talking with Mitch Coven, and he's an herbalist, and they will be talking about Vitality Works. So lots about vitality. And today on our show, we are talking with Ann Allworth, and she's a national educator and consultant, and she's with Mega Food. We are going to talk about stress in the adrenals and give you lots of tips as to what you can do to benefit yourself. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Well, thank you, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you back. You always have a lot of good information for us. Well, I'll let you start out. We did have 101 in nutrition about stress and the adrenals. We talked about the basics on the stress response and the basics on low adrenal function, and we will be bringing those up and tying it in as we talk about what nutritional factors are so important.
Sure, sure. I think, you know, we can talk about the various kinds of things that are necessary for, you know, well-functioning adrenal glands, and I think that certainly vitamin C is something that's very important, and B vitamins, of course, but particularly vitamin C and B5 are necessary for the synthesis of some enzymes that are critical to the formation of the adrenal cortical hormones. So it's really important to have, you know, those vitamins in your diet or to supplement with them. And also they play a very important role in the metabolism of carbohydrates and fats. And as you were talking about, that becomes impaired with, you know, low adrenal function. So that's very important, of course.
It sure is.
Additionally, some minerals, potassium and magnesium, are also critical to adrenal function because they're important intracellular messengers. And those are intracellular messengers are molecules that take, you know, when a cell gets a signal, a hormonal signal on the outside in a receptor, then that message has to get carried down into the nucleus of the cell where the DNA is so that the cell can respond to that message. And those are two very important intracellular messengers, potassium and magnesium. And magnesium is also important for other aspects of low adrenal function, as you were talking about as well.
Yeah, magnesium is so important, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate what is truly just low adrenal function and a low magnesium. They're so intertwined.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is quite, you know, there is kind of rampant low magnesium in our society as well as rampant adrenal hypofunction.
Well, let's talk about why it's rampant. People may not be understanding. I know low magnesium, normally found in the dark greens and leafy greens and vegetables and beans, nuts, and seeds, is depleted by everything Western in the diet: sugar, caffeine, alcohol, sodas, diuretics, medications, and acids.
I mean, you're right. Just about everything that's in the standard American diet does deplete magnesium, and people aren't aware of it, and that's pretty much why that's the case. And of course, the other issue about, you know, the adrenal stress has to do with, you know, the kinds of lives people live, and, you know, people are under so much stress anymore that, you know, there's this constant stress, and what happens is our adrenal glands are not able to, you know, the adrenal gland is really, of course, and I'm sure you explained this all to the listeners, but, you know, the adrenal gland is our body's mechanism for dealing with stress. And so, you know, when there's too much stress, the adrenal gland can't handle it, and then the scale tips, and, you know, the stress is no longer manageable by the adrenal gland, and that's, you know, pretty much the reason why, you know, there are so many people who have adrenal hypofunction or dysfunction or adrenal fatigue, you know, whatever we want to call it. And even when people are, you know, there is a perceived stress, the body still reacts. So there may, you know, people might be nervous about something that really isn't going to happen, but it doesn't make any difference. Their body is still responding.
And that leads into what we call post-traumatic stress syndrome, where people experience an exaggerated level of stress with the slightest provocation.
Right, right, absolutely. And I think the other thing, too, that is, you know, is very true, that, you know, we have, each person has a different ability to deal with stress, but the small but continual stressors that people have in their lives have an additive effect on the adrenals, and these repeated stressors accumulate, and then, you know, one event can be the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, to, you know, or the camel's adrenals, as it were.
Yes.
and then, you know, people are not as able to deal with stress, and so little things that, you know, really shouldn't make that big of a deal can seem like this huge monumental thing that's happening to the person, and then they'll react inappropriately. They may oftentimes react inappropriately over a little thing. So they have people who have adrenal fatigue have a really an inability to deal with, you know, everyday tasks and everyday kinds of occurrences, and can, you know, fly off the handle real very readily.
Which then just exacerbates their symptoms. And with low magnesium, we see this emotionalism, an emotional reaction. And I always remind people when I'm consulting with patients that perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 people can see the exact same event, maybe a car accident, and some will respond with concern, some will be unconcerned, and some will faint.
Uh-huh.
And it will be days of stress at having observed it. And I heard Hans Selye, the grandfather of stress, years and years ago. It was a great honor. And he talked about these stress responses and the control that people have. Stress is as each individual perceives it. So when we talk about hints and tips, we remind people that it's their perception of the event and how they respond that is creating the problem. But don't you find this hard to convince people that they have control over it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are some, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Bruce. Oh, my goodness, his name is escaping me at this moment. But he's written a book called The Biology of Belief, and it's a fantastic book that talks about how our body responds to the perceptions that we have, and it's really incredible, and I can't believe I can't think of his last name.
Well, at least we have the name of the book, Biology of Beliefs.
Mm-hmm. The Biology of Belief, and it'll come to me in a moment, I'm sure, but Lipton, Bruce Lipton, yeah, I think that's what it is. Anyway, but, you know, all of this is very true that, you know, our body has... different people react differently, and, you know, there are many things that nutritionally can, you know, help at different aspects of the, you know, the adrenal function. And there, certainly I mentioned, you know, B5, but B-complex vitamins just generally, because stress, one of the symptoms of, you know, too much stress is a serious lack of energy and fatigue. B-complex vitamins, of course, are a backbone of any supplement program that really helps to increase energy and maintain energy, for sure. So it's really important that people either are eating, you know, lots of foods with B vitamins, so things like, you know, brown rice, broccoli, nutritional yeast is another great source of B vitamins, nuts, of course, peas and legumes, of course, are all very important.
Wonderful list.
Yes. Yes.
And what I'd like you to do is expand more on the nutrients and the foods. We're going to take a brief break, and I want to remind our listeners that we have the honor of listening to Ann Allworth from Mega Food, and we're talking about stress and the adrenals and giving you lots of tips. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this brief break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. A great place to visit, filled with experts. You'll love it. And if you want to give them a call, it's 301-530-0800. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of variety and information about your health. We're talking with Ann Allworth, who's a nutrition and national educator and consultant. We're talking about stress and the adrenals. And I'm going to give you just a brief tip on handling stress. We emphasized that it is the way you interpret an event that becomes stressful to you. And this is the hardest thing to get people to understand. Someone else can't make you angry or make you stressed. You allow it to happen. And one simple thing you can do is breathe in and out. Just think of your breathing. Take a deep breath, and when you breathe out the negativity. Welcome back to this segment, Ann, and let's hear some more tips from you. You always have good tips for our listeners on what they can do with regard to nutrition and stress.
Oh, thank you, Dana, and as do you. I think it's interesting that you just spoke about, you know, deep breathing, which is a great mechanism for, you know, dealing with things that are upsetting you. And I think the ironic thing is people who have adrenal fatigue really look to get revved up because of how they're feeling. So they'll look, you know, they'll try to take caffeine and nicotine and, in the worst case scenarios, amphetamines. And, you know, these are temporary fixes which they seem the individual will feel as if they have some kind of a fix to their problem, but it really is making things much, much worse.
Well, don't we call that addicted to their own adrenaline? And they use anger, too, because mm-hmm. anger releases that adrenaline, and suddenly they feel better. And
right.
I've known people like that. They don't do very well in the workplace.
No, they don't. They don't. And it isn't addiction, and that's part of getting people to understand that, you know, someone can't make you angry, you allow them to make you angry, and that there's this whole chemistry that goes on, you know, the molecules of emotion. And Candace Pert wrote an excellent book on that, which mm-hmm. is, you know, that's a fantastic book. But, you know, people have some other choices. There are dietary changes, there are lifestyle changes, there are support groups, you know, stress management, anger management, all those kinds of things are really, really good. And then, you know, nutritional support. So, you know, having a good whole food diet is really the best thing to do in terms of supporting your adrenal gland, because, as you said, the standard American diet or the Western diet has many things in it that are really detrimental to that. So starting off with, you know, a change in diet, a good whole food diet is excellent. Exercise is another, you know, really important thing. And then, you know, nutritional support, there are certain adaptogenic herbs. I mentioned some of the vitamins already. But, you know, to get the adrenal glands back to a place where, you know, they're functioning appropriately so that your body is able to deal with the stress and you can achieve homeostasis. And there are, you know, certainly adaptogenic herbs. Ashwagandha is a fantastic herb that, you know, is very supportive and healing to the adrenal gland, and as is holy basil or sacred basil.
Mm-hmm.
Ashwagandha has a whole variety of benefits, and there is an ashwagandha extract out on the marketplace that's called Sensoril, which, you know, has many, many functions, and that has been tested in double-blind placebo-controlled studies and really has some remarkable results. So there were some human studies that were done in India with this ashwagandha extract, and these studies showed that, you know, both there were changes in both objective and subjective criteria that were really statistically significant improvements in people's, you know, health around their adrenal glands. And some of these included things like the objective criteria that were measured were, and that were reduced with people taking this ashwagandha extract were their serum cortisol levels were decreased, fasting blood sugar, total cholesterol, LDLs, VLDLs, triglycerides, so all the bad fats in your blood were reduced. And another molecule, which is a measure of inflammation in our body, which is C-reactive protein, was also reduced. So those were quite a lot of, you know, indicators of, you know, malfunction or dysfunction in the adrenal gland. And then, interestingly, what was increased in these study groups was the good cholesterol, the HDA, and also serum DHEA, which is our feel-good hormone that's also synthesized, interestingly, in the adrenal cortex. And, of course, that hormone is, you know, going to be impaired. That synthesis of that hormone is going to be impaired when the adrenal gland isn't functioning properly.
Well, some of these herbs you're talking about are in the tension release formula.
Yes.
As a combination, which makes it nice, mega foods.
Yes. Yes, I am mentioning, you know, some of the things that are in there, and I would, you know, before I start talking about mega food products, I would just like to mention that the educational material that is presented here is not and does not promote any mega food product to diagnose, cure, mitigate, or prevent any diseases.
Thank you for the reminder. It's always good to have that.
Yes, and that all the statements made here have referenced scientific literature. However, any health statement made has not and may not be approved by the Food and Drug Administration. So having said that, I would like to continue and talk a little bit just about the rest of that study that was done with the Sensoril, and that is the subjective assessments, which were done, you know, using diaries with the subjects. And what these studies showed is that they had all of the subjects had increased energy. They also were able to focus and concentrate better, and they had increased feelings of well-being. And what was decreased was their levels or the amount of insomnia they experienced, their levels of irritability, fatigue, anxiety, and stress. So all of those, you know, subjective assessments are things that people with adrenal dysfunction have. And so that's, you know, that's a fantastic thing, which, you know, we talked about tension release, and tension release has this Sensoril extract in it, and it also has purple reishi antler. And reishi antler, you know, has historically been traditionally been used in both Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine because it really enhances, you know, our ability to get a restful sleep. It helps with relaxation of muscles. It has incredible antioxidants, which help to combat the oxidative stress on the cellular level, which occurs when, you know, people are stressed out. And there is also the lemon balm and skullcap in that formula, which are, you know, excellent nervines that have a mild sedative action. So it helps to soothe and calm the nervous system in folks that are having a lot of anxiety and tension, which, you know, there can be, this can affect, you know, this formula can actually help people with adrenal dysfunction, but also help people who are having, you know, tension and anxiety that is outside of adrenal dysfunction. So it's quite an excellent formula.
Well, it seems like it's adaptogenic.
Oh, yes, it is. It is truly
adaptogenic. Explain adaptogenic to our listeners.
Well, adaptogenic, an adaptogen is a formula or an herb that you take that really responds to your body's needs to help, you know, put it back into balance or homeostasis, which, you know, you call, and this is what you call it. And what's interesting about tension release is that it works, and it sounds so funny because, you know, if you're feeling like you can't fall asleep and, you know, your mind is racing and you take one, it absolutely helps you to fall asleep. However, if the other flip side of it is if you're like in the middle of the afternoon and you're feeling kind of, you know, slumpy and, you know, you need to feel like you get some energy, you could take a tension release and now you have increased energy. And that's, you know, kind of an example of how an adaptogen works. It works to, you know, to help you do what your body needs to get your body back into balance. So if you can't sleep, it helps you to sleep. If you're feeling a little tired, it helps you, you know, to get some energy.
Yeah, that's a good explanation. I think that's a hard concept sometimes for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. It certainly was difficult for me when I first was, you know, getting into this industry and learning about it. I was like, how can it do both of those things? Those are just examples. I mean, there are many other kinds of things as well, and, you know, some of the other herbs that are in, like, the adrenal formula, which, you know, we have an adrenal formula which works very, very well, you know, with people who have adrenal fatigue or adrenal dysfunction, and that Sensoril is in that formula as well, along with holy basil and some American ginseng and also some purple. It's purple antler and purple cordyceps, and the purple comes from the fact that we grow our mushrooms on a bed of purple coolie corn, which is an heirloom crop that comes from Peru, and it's organically and harmonically grown. And so this is there are lots of anthocyanins in this purple corn, which people hypothesize is giving the medicinal mushrooms greater value, because when, you know, I'm not sure if the listeners how familiar they are with reishi mushroom, but reishi mushroom has a traditional fruiting body, which is, you know, typically looking mushroom. But it also has something called an antler, which is a rare fruiting body that in nature comes up maybe 4 or 5% of the time when a reishi mushroom is growing. But when you grow these mushrooms on this bed of purple corn, the opposite is true. So about 95% of the time, the reishi antler comes and grows as the fruiting body instead of the regular one. And this reishi antler is something, I mean, reishi mushroom is, as I said, has been used traditionally, but the fruiting body, the rare fruiting body, the antler, has a great value. And at one time, there's legend has it that in China, when emperors ruled with a sort of iron hand, that if a citizen of China was found with a reishi antler and was not on their way to the emperor's palace, that was, you know, grounds for immediate beheading of, you know, having that and not bringing it to the emperor.
That's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to continue this in the last segment, and I just want to remind our listeners, it's the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Stay with us. We will finish up with the next segment.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
Blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. Twin Lab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and as we say, we try to bring you a wide variety of information just about your health. Please do tune in next week for Kevin. He will be talking with Mitch Coven, an herbalist, and about Vitality Works. Today, we're talking with Ann Allworth, and this is our last and final segment. And we've been talking about adrenals and stress and formulas, nutrients, herbs that are beneficial. So I'd like to try to wrap up some of the information we have given people and remind you to breathe in slowly and deeply and breathe out fully to let stress out. Use yoga. Listen to music you love. Take whatever you need to do, the time, the music, the moment. It can be just a half minute to a minute where you just collect yourself, deep breathe, think of the most pleasant thing you can think of. I always think of the beach and the ocean, but each one of you will have your own. What is your pleasant thing to think about, Anne?
The ocean is definitely a place that makes me very, very calm. The beach and the ocean definitely help. And I think, you know, even in winter, I always try to get a walk on the beach because it's so peaceful to me. So I have a common peace thing that I have with you, Dana.
Yes, well, good. We'll walk together.
Yes.
Well, we've talked about a lot of the mushroom factors and about the nutrients. I know that many of your products at MegaFood do have the biotin, which is so helpful. And you mentioned before vitamin C, B vitamins, my favorite, pantothenic acid, and potassium, magnesium. So there are a lot of nutrients that help people handle stress and replenish in the bank account what stress removes.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, the adrenal strength formula has, and we also have in something called unstress, but the adrenal strength formula has also some components which support the immune system, which I'm sure when you were talking about, you know, dysfunction in the adrenal gland or, you know, excessive amounts of cortisol actually cause the immune system to be impaired and it doesn't function as it should. And so it's important to also address that when you're having, you know, an adrenal formula. So there are some components in there such as astragalus and the reishi mushroom and the cordyceps mushroom do as well also support the immune system, which is a kind of a side effect of that.
Well, what differentiates for someone the tension release, which is adaptogenic, the unstress by mega food, and the adrenal stress?
Well, it's an excellent question. I think that the tension release formula is probably more targeted for people who are having tension and anxiety as opposed to, you know, adrenal dysfunction. Although plenty of people who have adrenal dysfunction benefit from taking tension release, that formula is more addressing, you know, issues of tension and anxiety, which is more, I think, physiologically something that's happening within your nervous system rather than as a result of adrenal dysfunction, although, you know, they are very closely connected as the sympathetic nervous system controls the inner portion of the adrenal gland. And certainly people who have adrenal fatigue can have a lot of anxiety and tension. So, you know, but it isn't the case, the opposite. You know, people can have anxiety and tension without having adrenal fatigue or, you know, excessive amounts of stress.
So right.
I guess that would be, you know, one of the differentiators there. The unstressed formula is really more geared to to supporting adrenal function, as is, of course, the adrenal strength. But they're just there are some herbs in there, but the amounts of the herbs isn't as many. So there's not as many milligrams of herbs in the unstress. But there are, on the other side of it, there's more B vitamins, more of a complete list of B vitamins. All of the water-soluble B vitamins are in there. So that's the difference between those two formulas. There's a little bit more, I think the adrenal strength is our master formula for, you know, supporting adrenal gland, and the unstress is an excellent formula but doesn't have quite as much as the adrenal does, as the adrenal strength formula does.
So it's a little bit of a milder version. And the adrenal strength, I would think, would be good for this chronic low adrenal and chronic stressed individual, chronically stressed.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an excellent formula for them, and we've had fantastic anecdotal, you know, evidence from consumers all over the country who, you know, call our consumer line and talk about how much better they feel, you know, having taken it for a couple of months. And, you know, sometimes people notice a difference even within a couple of days. So,
well, it's remarkable. And I think the healthier somebody is, the quicker they respond. So it's always important for people to be aware that they need to hang in there,
mm-hmm.
that they're trying to reverse the way systems have been working and that they're not always going to get an immediate response. When you're nurturing the adrenal glands, they will respond. They just need time.
Right, especially if it's been a situation that's been going on for a long time. And, you know, and the person has had this, you know, dysfunction for a long time, it's going to take that much longer. And as you said, depending on, you know, the rest of the health, but if they've had adrenal fatigue for a long time, they're not going to be in very good health. You know, it's just not going to happen. And I think also important to point out is that along with, you know, this kind of nutritional support, it's really important to, you know, do the breathing and yoga and exercise and the proper diet, because all of those things are going to really help to really get yourself back to a place where you want to be.
Well, you've got such good advice. In these last few minutes, what other tidbits do you have to offer? And I also wanted to mention, I use this analogy that when you're taking a supplement on an ongoing basis, say the adrenal strength, and it has so many immune factors in there, we are putting money in our protective bank. And stress takes money out. And today, with the way stress is in modern living, we need to be cognizant that we need to nurture and fuel our bodies and also take the time to relax, rest them, stretch, breathe, walk, listen to good music.
Oh, absolutely. All of those things are excellent kinds of, you know, things to do. And I think people don't do it enough. You know, people just think, well, I don't have time, but it's so critical to your health that, you know, it's, and I love the analogy of, you know, putting it in the bank and you're, you know, and have that, because it's so important. You can't, you know, what ends up happening is, you know, if your health is poor, then ultimately, you know, that's just, you're not going to get it. You're not going to be able to do what you need to do with your life.
Well, and I look at nutrients, and especially many of the herbs that you have talked about so elegantly, that they are there for the body's use. They provide a lot of different factors and a lot of different components and nutrients that support the body. So they're there for the body to draw upon when the body needs it. Mm-hmm. And it is not that each agent does a specific little job. Just like when you put money in the bank, you may not say this $10 is to cover buying food.
Mm-hmm.
You've got money in the bank. It's what you're going to spend to pay your bills, pay your utilities, you pay your mortgage, buy your groceries, and there isn't really a label necessarily on that kind of money. And when we're putting the nutrients in, it's there for the body's use and the body's wisdom to decide what they need.
Right, and that's very true. And the, you know, the other thing too with the, when you have a whole cadre of kinds of nutrients that, you know, are supportive of it, there will be a synergy. So your nutrients, you know, kind of multiply in some ways, because, you know, you have, when you put all the things in there that are going to work in different, slightly different ways and have, you know, for what your body needs them to do, you know, particularly the adaptogens that are in there, you know, will be just fantastic.
Well, that's when the sum is greater than its parts.
Mm-hmm.
The
that's
total
right.
is greater than the sum of the parts. Well, thank you, Ann, for being on the show, and I know that you'll be back with us in the future.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dana, and I certainly will.
Okay, well, listeners, thank you for joining us, and remember to tune in to AM 1260 Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. You can access the show through myvillagegreen.com. Remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels in normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. so you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One Multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC, Washington.